Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to share this word. Rick Joyner just shared this word. I think it's so awesome because right now a lot of people are putting many other things in their life first. But the first thing that to be in our life is God and His kingdom. Jesus, number one, He's the first thing in our lives. And He needs to take first priority. And he writes in this correspondence as he puts out, you know, this just is fresh, just came out. And I'm going to read some of it, you know, to you, and we're going to discuss some of the things that he shares. But it's so relevant and so timely, and it's so important. Sometimes, you know, Peter says, I've got to tell you this again, you know. You got to recalibrate, you got to refocus, you got to come back to, you know, center, you got to go back to you know, pointing north to really understand and get a grasp on what's happening, especially in this age where so many things are vying for your attention and can pull you any which way. Well, this is what Rick Joyner writes. He says, last week we discussed how much the church is still so far from what it's called to be, and yet this also gives us an ultimate opportunity. Could we begin a momentum that would actually hasten the coming day of the Lord? And so he's getting ready to talk about this. And then he shares about Don Potter's observation. You know, apparently Don Potter shared some observation about weddings. And this is Don Potter speaking, not us speaking. But he says, this is his observation. It's a great miracle how the bride can look like such a disaster just minutes before the ceremony starts. And then suddenly appears looking so perfectly beautiful. Don, someone's going to be talking to you about that in a minute. But maybe, this is what Rick says, maybe it will be that way with the bride of Christ. What is more important than helping the bride prepare herself so that our King has the wife He is so worthy of? I mean, this is what it's all about. Jesus deserves a worthy bride. And the church right now is not in the best place where she needs to be. And so our hope is that God can touch the church once again, and that the church really would respond to God and turn, you know, their hearts 100% towards Him, right? If my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Well, then he continues to say, just to live in these times, listen to this, Pat, just to live in these times is a great honor. All of the prophets and righteous ones of old just desire to see these days, and we have been called to live in them. Possibly the greatest folly of all would be to live in these days and not see them. I mean, think about it. We're living in this is the greatest time, I believe, to be a believer, to be alive and walking on this earth. I mean, think about what's happening in our generation and how close we are to the coming return of our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. So many prophetic words have been fulfilled. So many things are happening on a daily basis. The technology, every single thing is there present. I mean, this is it. This is it.
Right.
And, you know, I've shared this, you know, once ago before about, hey, you know, many in times past have thought, you know, they were living in the last days and, you know, they were in a period of last days, maybe their own. But let me tell you, I truly believe that we're in the season of last days, and God's coming back for His church.
That's right.
But what would be a shame is to be in this great generation, in this moment in time, and completely miss what God is about to do on the face of this entire earth. If you miss one of our programs, we just got finished happening how God's outpouring His Spirit in North Africa in the Arab League. I mean, you understand, these are Muslim, you know, controlled nations, and there is revival in one church gathering. They're baptizing 150 new believers a year. I mean, super, super exciting. Well, listen to what Rick continues to say. He says, if we are waiting for the church to get its act together before we commit to it, then we will miss out on it. If we do not go through the process with her to get her ready, we will not fit in and will be left far behind. So don't sit on the sidelines. Don't wait. Listen, you know, someone says, I'm going to get, you know, be a part of the perfect church gathering. I'm you know. Well, listen, the minute you arrive, it will no longer be perfect. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, you just got to get on in and be a part of the family and be a part of what God's doing so that you can be, you know, used in what God's getting ready to do. don't miss it.
That's right.
So he says, why are so many Christians, this is so important, listen, why are so many Christians unable to find the body that they fit into? Why are so many Christians unable to find the body that they fit into? For many and most, it is because they are not in the right place geographically. It is so important to know why you're living in a certain area.
Right.
Has God called you to that geographic area? You know, Acts 17 says that God has determined the exact time and place where we should live, that we can cry out to him, you know, even though he's not far. He's determined, but are you moving in his determination? Have you stepped outside? Why are you geographically living in the place that you're living in? He continues to say, if we choose the place where we are living because it is where the best jobs are, where we like the geography or where our family or other relationships are, then we are likely not in the geographical will of God. I'm going to repeat that again because I think this is important. I don't want to mess it up. Doing my best I can here. But if we choose the place where we are living because it is where the best job is, where we like the geography, or where our family or other relationships are, then we are likely not in the geographical will of God. We will only be in the will of God and stay in the will of God if we make all major decisions, especially where we live, by seeking the kingdom first. See, it's always about his kingdom. It's always about the king. It's always about, Lord, what is your will? What do you want me to do? Jesus said or did nothing that he didn't see or hear his father doing. I mean, it's all about, I'm a son. I'm a daughter of the king. I live a surrendered life. I've been ransomed. I've been bought with a price. This is Christianity. This is loving Jesus. This is honoring him. What you say, I will do. You know, I'm your new boy. Here I am.
Right.
You know what I mean? Here. What do you want, Master?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Listen to this. He says, you know, we're even here today, Pat. I mean, we've spoken to this many times, but we are today as a ministry in the city that we are in because God said so.
All right.
That's why we're here.
That's all right.
God said so. It's the only reason. And you may have heard us talk in programs past that we were headed to Texas until God said, this is where I want you to be. And so, of course, we responded to the voice of the Lord. We responded to God's desires. And so here we are.
Mm-hmm.
But geographically, it's so important to be where God's called you to be. You know, I some time back moved my family to New Jersey to minister there because that's exactly where God told me to be. And now some several years later, I'm back on the Gulf Coast because why? That's where God told me to be. It matters where you are geographically because God's getting ready to do something. God has a body for you. God has a place for you. But you got to get in the place. And when you get in the place, you'll understand and you'll realize that God will give you a grace for the place. He will anoint you to be what you're supposed to be. And so we have a lot of folks that are scattered in all many different places, and they're just not seeing things flow in their lives. They're not seeing the full measure of what God wants to do because they're not where they're supposed to be.
Right.
Because they didn't put kingdom first. And this is what he continues to say. He said, we are always, always, always to seek our purpose in the kingdom before any other interests. If that is not how we are making all of our major decisions, then we are likely out of the will of God in those things in which we do not do this. How do we get back into the will of God? We repent and resolve that we will not make any major decisions without putting the interests of the kingdom first.
Mm.
Let me tell you, if you're not thinking God first, kingdom first, you're going to think self first.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it happens. You got to keep God on the forefront. The main thing has to be the main thing.
That's right.
And there's so many things right now vying for your attention and so many things vying to pull you away from what God is doing on the face of the earth to get you distracted, to get you pulled away, to get you to miss it. But you got to be about the main thing, Jesus' main thing.
Right.
Because you know what? You don't know when your time is up. I mean, hey, your end day could be today. Mm. You know what I mean? You know, you don't know. So why not be in the perfect will, in the perfect place? There's no better place to be than in the perfect will of God. Let me tell you, there's just no better place to be.
That's right.
You're at peace. You have put a smile on God's face. The blessing of the Lord is shining upon you. Man, that is a great place to be, is in His perfect, perfect will. I have chosen my will before patent pass.
Right.
It didn't go well.
Didn't work out so well.
You know, and oftentimes people are trying to make things happen, you know. They see a door before them and it's not open, and so they'll wait and they'll pray and
or they'll kick it down.
Well, yeah, before you know it, they get the screwdriver out, the hammer, and they're you know, they open, they made a way. And you gotta realize, man, if God's not making the way, it's good, it's all right. And you gotta separate what are your desires from what are God's desires, and then, you know, your heart should line up with what the Lord wants. Right. And you have to go through that process. It's okay. But listen, he continues to say, and this is so powerful because, you know, God is repositioning people all over, I believe, all over this country. I know he's positioning people on the Gulf Coast. That I know.
For sure.
That I know. And it's beautiful, and we have great expectation for what God's getting ready to do. But let me tell you, he is repositioning his people. And I'm remembering even Brother Kilpatrick's word about, you know, a 100-day period of redefinement that we're in. And I think that's all connected and all part of it. He says, how can he can do everything much better than we can. So this is the best deal ever. And it is following God and putting his kingdom first. I know many who did not do this. And they're talking about honoring God and letting God set the agenda, kingdom first. He says, I know many who did not do this, but instead moved to where the best jobs was. Their job may be going great, but everything else in their lives is falling apart. This is Rick Jordan now. This is fresh, just fresh word.
All right.
And so you may go for a job, you may go, people move cross country, cross the world for an employment while they're leaving what God's doing
God's
in their
will.
Life. Yeah, you know, come on.
Wow.
If God, you know, is moving and God has a set place for you, you want to get yourself and your family under that teaching. You want to get them in that hub. You want to get them in that covering because you don't know. You don't know what lies on the other side. Good ideas are never God ideas, and you can never get those two twisted. That another O makes a big difference. You know what I'm saying? Good ideas are not God ideas, and what you want is God's ideas, God's plans, God's direction, God's will, because he knows everything. He knows yesterday, he knows today, and he knows what's going to happen tomorrow, and he knows it all at the same time.
That's right.
Since we only know in part, it's always important to find out who's the one who's driving and who's the one in charge. We were just talking about Rick Joyner's word that just came out regarding kingdom first, putting God's kingdom first. And he was talking about that many Christians today are not, you know, seeing the blessing in their life. They don't feel like they're a part of where they're supposed to be. There's no connection to a body of Christ, to a gathering of believers. They just don't seem fit. And it's because they're not geographically where they're supposed to be. And we were talking about how God is repositioning people, putting them in places, bringing them. And we've seen that firsthand. We've known several others who've moved from all across the country to be a part of what God's getting ready to do right here in the Gulf Coast. And we are excited about the plans of God, the voice of God, the direction of God. Because when God speaks and God directs, let me tell you something, he's in charge. Mm-hmm. All we want to be is in his perfect and pleasing will. That's where we want to be. That's the place of peace. That's the safest place for you to be, is in God's will. And a lot of people are going to be looking for safety, and you're not going to be safe because you're choosing your will over God's will. Let me tell you something. Lay your will down. Lay your will down in all areas of your life and say, God, you be the Lord. You be the master. You be the boss of my life. And what you say, yeah, it may not make sense to your friends. Of course it's not going to make sense probably to your family. Of course it doesn't make sense maybe to your natural mind. But the question is, does it make sense to God? And since he's the only person that really, really matters in the scheme of your life and your will, listen, you want to make sure you follow what God tells you to do, and you're exactly where God tells you to be.
That's right.
And so he talks about, he has seen Rick in this writing and what he's sharing with us. He begins to tell us that he has seen people who have moved geographically to different areas based upon, employment. And he says, you know, their job may be going great, but everything in their life is falling apart. You know, what's good if you gain the whole world, you know? What profit does, you know, what do you get here? What does it profit you? But you lose your own soul. And,
right.
And I'm not saying you're losing your own soul, but you're losing your destiny. You're losing the plan for your life, and potentially could lose your own soul,
sure,
you know?
Can.
It leads to that. But he continues to say, Pat, he says, the devil tempts Christians the same way he tempted the Lord. It seems that every time the Lord calls a person to do something significant, the devil is there to offer something very tempting, often a job or a business opportunity.
Right.
Sometimes it could even be a better, quote-unquote, ministry opportunity.
Right.
But it is not the one the Lord has called you to. My goodness.
Usually something that's going to appeal to our flesh.
Yes. Think about this.
That's all he's got.
That's all he has. And if you're not, if you don't know what God is saying to you, if you've forgotten, you know, listen, we encourage you to abide. You know, write down what God is showing you, what he is telling you, and don't just write it down and file it away. But oftentimes go back and relook at the journals, relook at what God has said to you in seasons past, you know, in weeks past, so that you can refresh yourself and encourage yourself on the word of the Lord. Because God's repositioning, he's bringing people to a place, and you want to find out where's that place.
Exactly.
And don't let the enemy come on in to distract you or cause you to miss it or anything like that. You want to be focused on the main thing, which is the Lord's leading, his direction, right?
Right.
He says you can even, listen to this, Pat, you can even be at the right place geographically. So you've arrived, you got there, and you're in the right, and you're in the right place that God has for you, and you still can be tempted to miss it. Because you can okay, I'm here, I'm this is what God said, I'm here, but you still can be tempted to miss it. You must be totally, totally aware that, you know, you need to be present, and you need to be aware of the reason that God's placed you there. You know what I'm saying? You got to be, just because you just moved to a place doesn't mean anything. Okay, that's the first step. You're in the vicinity, right?
Right.
But now you got to get activated. You got to get plugged in. You got to be a part. You got to know why you're there, why God's called you. Are you functioning and are you doing? You know, because let me tell you, God has an amazing work, and we're believing for an amazing outpouring. God has spoken in so many different ways. It's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times. But if Jesus Christ is being lifted up, if souls are coming into the kingdom, heaven is getting full and hell is going to be emptied, listen, this is a great time, a great season to be alive and to be in the kingdom of God.
That's
and
right.
We want to see those billion souls come into the kingdom. We want to see that.
That's right.
And why not be a part of what God is doing in your generation? There's nothing like reviewing church history and saying, was I down the street from that?
Yeah.
Was I just an hour away from that? Was I just a plane ride? Was I just one move, one decision, and I could have been a part of what God was doing in that generation and I missed it? Where was I? Well, listen, you can avoid tomorrow's regrets today by seizing the opportunity of a lifetime within the lifetime of that opportunity. We only have one time. It's a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got to hear and you have to obey. And it's so important. He says of himself, I was sidetracked from my purpose for 7 years in that way.
Mm.
I learned much through it as the Lord continued to be with me and teach me the whole time. I became far more successful than I ever dreamed, but was miserable the whole time. Oftentimes, people think because they're being blessed financially or they're being blessed
right.
with their job,
I
they're being, Oh.
Yeah, got stamp of approval.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, the enemy gets promotions too, you know.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
He don't mind you having money if he's going to take
if
you outside.
If it's keep you from the will of God, he'll bless you all day long.
All day long. So listen to what Rick says. It says, when I repented and laid everything on the altar and returned to the Lord's will for my life, I lost a fortune, almost everything I had, but was much happier and more peaceful than I have been in years. Listen, I'd rather take a penny being in God's perfect will than take $1 million outside of his will. You know
Amen
what I mean?
To that.
You want to be in God's perfect will. Listen, the only safe place that we can be is in the place where we can truly know that, you know, we're in God's will, and that's where that peace comes. You know, he continues to say we need to pursue wisdom. This is what God's word says, Matthew 6. He says this, listen to this. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. Don't worry about what you're going to drink and what you're going to wear and where you're going to live. What is God saying? Where am I supposed to be? Lord, what are you doing? I want to be a part of this awesome move of God. I want to be a part of this outpouring. Maybe God's speaking to you right now. Maybe he's calling you to the Gulf Coast. Listen closely, hear, and obey, because these are some of the greatest, greatest days to be alive and to do great exploits for our awesome Lord, Savior, King. Let's do it.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.